You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are now on with my good friend, Michael Cooper. I'm actually going to move the screen over and show everybody that's Michael right there. We're going to talk to Michael. We're going to keep the thing on, the video on Michael, on my feed. Michael's doing his own feed. Michael, welcome to the show. All right, now Michael is here. You getting a good talk on him there, Wanda? Okay, great. So Michael, we've been talking with Don a little bit as a transition over to our topic here today about families and intergenerational stress and strain in a business or even at home, I guess, is a place you can. I'm sure this applies to everybody across the spectrum. We're just going to talk about family interaction here, basically. Michael, if people are having a little bit of energy field issues between the generations, what do you think the first thing is that they should do?
Well, the biggest problem is you take these first gen wealth creators who are building the wealth, and they're the ones who are putting in the pain, the sweat, the tears. They're going and having to handle pressure to perform. They're having to maintain levels of motivation, deal with vision of career. So these are things that they had to do in the beginning to build this wealth creation. So then when you get down to these second gen, third generations, that they're pretty much right from birth, they come in. They don't have to deal with the pressure to perform. They don't have to really maintain levels of motivation. Everything is pretty much done for them, right? So it's kind of easy. So this kind of happens through the first three decades of their lives, from the 1 through 10, 11 through 20. 21 through 30 is, they're not really being taught how to create. They're consuming, right? They're out there just spending, having fun, partying. And then now these first gens, the ones who created this wealth, as their sons, grandchildren, whoever, are starting to get older, what's happening is they're starting to think to themselves, what's going to happen when something happens to me? So now they're going to be going into the 31 to 40 year, that 31 to 40 decade and more, and they're not continuing to create, everything's going to be gone. So there's a lot of stress, a lot of challenges that these families are dealing with. So there's so much focus on the wealth, on the money. There's so much focus there. And there needs to be more focus on the relationship. Really starting to teach, the children and the grandchildren how to have good, healthy, loving relationships, how to create this, alliance with one another. So that way, they're dealing with all kinds of challenges and obstacles through this whole process, that they're not being taught on what to do. So they're being left in the dark, so to say. You know what I mean?
So then, Michael, what would you say would be a good way for the founder to approach the next generations without getting them agitated and kind of getting them to sort of buy into, hey, let's go have lunch and let's talk about this a little.
Yeah, they need to spend more time building relationships and really starting to establish the purpose of the family or the purpose of the organization. There's a higher purpose that's being served. It's not just about the money. It goes beyond that. So when you start to, most of the times, you go in and you talk to an organization. I was actually just in some earlier today, and they're drifting. Because they don't have definiteness of purpose. You ask them, what's the purpose? What's your reason why you're doing what you're doing? And is this being passed down to your people, especially if they're your family?
Sure.
A lot of these, kids are being neglected.
Well, how do you, if let's say you have more than one kid, let's say you have a bunch of them, how do you deal with the conflict between the kids? Maybe one's really cranking away and really is as into it as the first gen, the other's kind of off there doing whatever they're doing, enjoying the largesse. How do you get everybody together and kind of pull in the same direction, or is that really
definitely required, but it's also a different, obstacle to get it done. So it takes a lot of patience, a lot of tolerance, a lot of calmness, and, it's starting one by one. It's talking to each of them and finding out what their purpose is in life, asking that why. Why are you doing what you do? Do you understand why you're going out and spending here and, having, reckless lives there when there is a higher purpose for you to serve? They need to be taught. But the longer they go, when they're getting into their, older ages, into their 20s and 30s and having all these habits, all these thought habits that are being put into them, where it's just automatic, they're automatically in that party state or drifting state. So a lot of times it might be too late. So a lot of times, parents will talk to me and they'll ask me about working with their kids, and is it too early to start with them? He's 9 or he's 11 or she's 13. Said it's never too early to start training and developing the mind, but it certainly could be too late, which is what you're talking about.
Well, we're talking about relationships, and one of the relationships in South Florida that just broke apart was the relationship between the Heat and Dwayne Wade. And Dwayne Wade, on his way out the door, said, hey, it was all about the relationship. That's what he was after, was the relationship.
That's right.
And I guess that it evolved in a way that he was uncomfortable with and that made him easier for him to leave. Michael, what's another thing that might come up between the intergenerational family there that could cause a little friction?
Well, it's like I said, it's you have to get to a place where the parents are being better communicators with their children. You know, the quality of our lives is the quality of our communication.
Sure.
So there's a lack of communication. You know, there's a low, what's the word I'm looking for, expectation that these families have for their children, and then it needs to raise the bar. We need to start, you know, getting more focused. I was just talking to someone earlier today about him and his child, and I said, you know, he is asking me about, you know, going through the Missing Playbook program. I said, you need to go through it with him. You know, like, you need to start going through and teaching him, and it's also a good way for you to bond with him. And but you can't just tell him to do it. You need to do it as well. So all the exercises, all the things that, you know, we're getting into, you have to be able to show him that not only am I asking you to do this, son, but I'm doing it with you. And here's where I have imbalances. Here's where you have imbalances. But teach them why.
Well, how do you get them to buy in?
Well, that's they're going to have to see that you truly are coming from a genuine, loving place, like you really care about this person. So if trust is low, then the speed of things is slow, and it could cost us. The cost can be extremely high. So parents and children, you know, the children might not be trusting in the parents, right? Or the employees might be not trusting in the managers or the leaders of the organization because lack of communication. There's a breakdown in communication.
Communication breakdown, as the song would go. This is where Bruce would break out his harmonica and start playing. We're going to have Bruce in here again with us real soon. But
yeah,
it sounds to me like you're following up with a lot of the things we talk about, Bruce. It sounds like you really need to make it about the child. You need to communicate the values to the child. And you know, it sounds to me like also a lot of the parents sometimes go, you know, I'm breaking my you-know-what so my kids don't have to. I think that if the kid had to, that break their you-know-what, that maybe they'd value everything a little bit better. Thoughts? Well,
yeah, but they have a false sense of entitlement. You know, so if you're having everybody do everything for you, you know, you're not having, and I deal with this with a lot of athletes too. The higher you go in the athletic arena, the college, the pro, and you have everybody doing things for you. And then when the time comes where, you know, athletic career is over or the child is growing up and has to grow up really and, sure, you know, manage themselves through an organization or build an organization of themselves for themselves, they don't know how, they don't have the skills to actually do it because they're not being taught this from a young age. Everybody's being told what to do, being told what to think instead of being taught how to think. Start thinking about, you know, what do you want and what does it look like to live it on purpose so you can achieve the goals that you're achieving. That's not being taught.
Wow, that's really cool. Hey, Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment? 2 minutes, dos minutos. So, Michael, for this segment, how would you want to put a bow on this segment? Because we're going to talk again in the second segment about a little bit more about implementation and things that people can do. What are some red flags that you would look for about a deteriorating relationship?
Well, the biggest thing is that when we talked about in past shows, we've talked about as far as, you know, you have to find people that are within your mastermind alliance that are dependable and loyal. And, you know, they do have the ability to do the things that they say they're going to do. They have a positive mental attitude. They go the extra mile. They have applied faith. If they're missing one of these things, then we need to get rid of them. But with family, we can't do that. Or, well, a lot of people do. But you should not. You need to learn how to communicate and talk about these breakdowns, what's causing the breakdown, so, you know, we can get the car back on the road.
So it sounds to me like they need to spend some more time together, get in a kind of a comfortable situation, and then start just letting it happen naturally.
Yeah, it's a natural process, but they have to trust in the process. It's like when you take a seed and you plant it into the soil. It requires attention, but a lot of us want instant gratification. I want this to happen now. So we start pouring buckets of water and they're trying to force it to grow. And you
then
just
drown washes
it,
away.
Well, you kill it. Oh. You drown it, you kill it. Oh. Or you neglect it. So we're neglecting the relationships. We're neglecting talking. And what happens is, you know, it dries out and it dies.
All right. Stick with me. Michael's going to stay. Michael's sticking with us. He's going to stay here one more segment. We got another segment with Michael Cooper giving us great information that you can apply to your life right now and make it better. Michael, you're the man. We'll be back within just a couple seconds to talk to him. Wanda, give me some music, please.